Service Daily Newscast for Friday, March 22, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Trump rattles the Middle East, saying the U.S. will recognize Israel's authority over the Golan Heights. Also on our Friday rundown, a judge blocks laws limiting the power of the new Wisconsin governor, plus momentum builds across party lines to abolish the death penalty. Topping our news, President Trump declared Thursday the U.S. should recognize Israel's authority over the long-disputed Golan Heights. The New York Times reports Trump delivered a valuable Election Eve gift to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, while at the same time jettisoning decades of American policy in the Middle East. Mr. Trump's announcement in a midday Twitter post came after persistent pressure from Mr. Netanyahu, a close political ally who is fighting for his survival in elections scheduled for April the 9th, and has invoked his friendship with the American president as a prime reason for staying in office. The Times reports Trump's move, while popular in Israel and among some lawmakers in Congress, is likely to be condemned most everywhere else. And a judge has given Democratic Governor Tony Evers back his powers after striking down lame duck laws passed by Republicans in what many viewed as an effort to restrict his control.
Soon after Evers won the governorship, GOP lawmakers passed the lame duck laws during a December extraordinary session that curtailed an array of Evers and Democratic attorney Josh Call's power. One of them included prohibiting Evers from withdrawing the state from lawsuits without legislative approval. A coalition of groups sued in January, arguing the legislature can't meet that way. Erin Grenzi with the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin says part of their claim was that lawmakers could convene only at times laid out in a law they pass at the beginning of each two-year session or at the governor's call.
We celebrate it as a victory for the people of Wisconsin. We think that it looks to undo those bills and their intentions, which were to take away powers and essentially curb the voters' will.
Republican legislative leaders vowed to appeal and predicted the ruling ultimately would be overturned. Evers called the ruling a victory and used his restored powers to pull the state out of a multi-state challenge to the Affordable Care Act. I'm Tramell Gomes.
The Dane County Circuit Judge ruling is just one of four actions challenging the lame duck laws. A measure in the Oregon legislature aims to make sure that hospitals are providing financial help to people who can't afford their medical bills. More on the story from Eric Tegadoff.
House Bill 3076 seeks to change the way nonprofit hospitals handle charity care, which has dropped off by 50% since 2010, according to an analysis of Oregon Health Authority data. Even hospital staff has struggled to get help with medical bills. Holly Murphy, a nursing assistant at Peace Health Sacred Heart Medical Center in Eugene, was brought to collections and ultimately had to declare bankruptcy because of debt from a hysterectomy in 2013.
It's like they didn't care that you had a family to support and that you needed to put food on the table and you still needed to pay rent to have a roof over your head, that type of a thing. So it just made it very stressful.
HB 3076 would require nonprofit hospitals to cover services in full for families with household incomes below 200% of the federal poverty line and provide discounts on a sliding scale for families with incomes up to 600% of the federal poverty line. The bill is scheduled to receive a hearing next week.
There are 58 nonprofit hospitals in Oregon. The bill would put in place more preventive measures for predatory debt collection and make sure that debt is not passed on to a patient's spouse or children. New research suggests that what you eat could be the fountain of youth for heart health. Here's more from Roz Brown.
It's known that a healthy gut can contribute to a strong immune system and even improve mood and healthy sleep. But now a new study from the University of Colorado also suggests gut health has long-term impacts on vascular aging. Research by lead author Vienna Brunt found that changes in microorganisms that live in the gut are connected to cardiovascular disease, which opens up a new avenue for potential interventions.
So this study, for the first time, establishes a link between adverse changes in the gut microbiome and changes that occur to the arteries as we age, which can then increase the likelihood of developing cardiovascular diseases.
The research showed that when a cocktail of antibiotics was used to kill off gut bacteria in young mice, it had no effect. But when used on old mice for 3 to 4 weeks, their blood vessels and arteries resembled those of the young mice.
And finally, Nadia Ramlagan tells us that 30 lawmakers from all sides of the political spectrum are co-sponsoring a bill to abolish the death penalty in the state of Kentucky.
While House Bill 115 languishes in the House Judiciary Committee, supporters say the high number of sponsors indicates views on capital punishment in the state are shifting. Aaron Bentley is chair of the Kentucky Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty.
In Kentucky, we haven't had an execution since 2008. No one has been added to death row since 2010. Kentucky juries are moving away from death. The country is moving away from death. Our standards of decency have evolved to the point that we don't think it's needed.
Those opposed to ending capital punishment say perpetrators of heinous crimes should not be exempt from being sentenced to death. Three people have been executed in Kentucky since the Supreme Court reinstated capital punishment in 1976. I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for wrapping up your week, news and cruising with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and you'll find us online at publicnewsservice.org.